Hey, Bart, can you come out and play?
No, I'm playing video games. Go away.
This is
your all-access source for everything gaming-related.
Thumbstick Nation!
With your host, Bart.
Laura Croft is rated Tombs, and she's also rated my heart.
Finally, I impressed you.
Let's get you out of here.
Are you ready?
Tomb Raider is a reboot and prequel to the long-running series also named Tomb Raider. When the original Tomb Raider hit the market back in 96, it was a smash success with its many sequels trying to capture, but never being able to, get the lightning in the bottle once again. As with most long-running franchises, the Tomb Raider series has become exhausted and they've been trying to copy their past success without capturing it. This Tomb Raider reboot starts at the beginning with a true prequel to the young Lara in her early 20s, following in the footsteps of her deceased father, who was an archaeologist adventurer seeking out lost treasures. It's kind of like Lara as Indiana Jones' granddaughter. She begins her first expedition working with two of her father's former colleagues. Game starts with their ship Endurance getting caught in a wicked storm and breaking in half. Lara falls into the ocean and is swept to the shore away from her crewmates. This begins the story of her transformation from innocent, unconfident Lara into the badass Tomb Raider she's meant to be.
I finally set out to make my mark, to find adventure. But instead, adventure found me.
Lara's best friend Samantha is there to help shoot a reality show based off the famous archaeologist James Whitman. Lara thinks she knows the location of Yamatai, a lost Japanese kingdom that was ruled by the Sun Queen Himiko.
I refuse to bet my reputation on your hunch.
Despite Whitman's objection, the crew decides to check out Lara's hunch. Lara seems to have a close relationship with Conrad Roth, best friend of her father and a seasoned adventurer who trained Lara in survival.
You can do it, Lara. After all, you're a Croft.
The big aspect of this game is all about survival, with Lara being put into horrible situations and having to survive it. The first part of the game is all about Lara finding a bow, hunting, and making a fire to warm herself.
So hungry. I need to find something to eat.
Sadly, this is the only time that ever matters. Later situations are fun and have their own survival elements, but hunting is just a means of earning experience and salvage rather than to get food to keep Lara alive. I'm sure PETA does not approve. The game uses an experience system that grants Lara points every time she levels to increase her abilities in the game. These abilities range from finding more salvage on enemies to being able to kill a stunned enemy with your pickaxe. Salvage is nothing more than a currency that accumulates in the hundreds before you can use it to buy upgrades for your weapons. One thing about this game is it is brutal. Especially when it comes to how Lara gets beat up most of the game. She falls so many times in this game that I think it would earn her some frequent flyer miles. Just minutes into the game, she falls on a rebar pole that goes through her left abdomen. Then most of the game, she's fleeing enemies, tumbling, and hitting things non-stop, nearly getting beat to death by punches in the face, bullet flesh wounds, and walking through rivers of blood. The hypochondriac in me was staring at her emerging from this river of blood and water, and I was just thinking that she must have contracted hepatitis A through Z. To make matters worse, this island is covered in crazy cult survivors. The island seems cursed as storms rise to stop those who come near or try to leave. It's up to Lara to find a way to get her crew home safely before they all die at the hands of the madmen, and not the 60s smoking type. The game incorporates combat and puzzles, much like the original, with a semi-open world to explore. Generally, you're forced to pass through an area before you can return to it at any time. The game has many hidden items around the map and challenges to complete. I particularly enjoyed finding artifacts that Lara would give a quick history on, helping immerse you in the world. Lara's survival instincts works well to help for you to notice interactive objects and things around you.
You've got great instincts, girl. You've just got to trust them.
When used, the screen becomes a gray-shaded world with objects of interest glowing. This can also help you see nearby enemies. The weapons are fun to use, they all have upgrades, and they all have a purpose of some sort. The bow stands out as the most useful and fun weapon in the game.
Wait, I can use that bow.
Many of the encounters you can kill your opponents using stealth, such as a silenced pistol or your bow. There are many hidden tombs that have a puzzle for each one for you to figure out. If single player wasn't enough, you can always jump into multiplayer. Similar to most multiplayer games, you earn experience and salvage in multiplayer to unlock upgrades, weapons, and characters to play. Multiplayer sticks to such classic modes as free-for-all and team deathmatch. There are two other modes with a slight twist. One mode is called Cry for Help, where the good guys have to activate three radios by standing next to them, while the bad guys have to kill the good guys and take batteries that drop from their corpses. The mode is okay, but I think the mode that really stands out is Rescue. Rescue involves the good guys trying to recover health packs, while the bad guys have to kill the good guys. Tomb Raider, hands down, is one of the most enjoyable games I've reviewed so far. Lara's story is interesting, compelling, fun, and made me want more. I played a little bit of the original Tomb Raider, but was not as impressed as I was with this reboot. It made me a fan and showed the industry that a female protagonist can appeal to male gamers. Her new, realistic look and personality has made me fall in love with Lara Croft. The graphics are beautiful and the gameplay is smooth and multiplayer is fun. My complaints are minor, but they are there. I would have liked a stronger survival aspect to the game, rather than just having it something to be at the very beginning and then forgotten about later. I also felt that some of the characters were a bit too stereotyped. Other than that, I did suffer from one or two graphic glitches, and it required me to load from the last checkpoint in order to fix them. Overall, Tomb Raider is a solid 9. It pulls off the glorious return of Lara Croft and sets a high standard for the sequel. Lightning has been bottled twice for Tomb Raider. Perhaps there's another possibility in the future. This has been another Thumbstick Nation review. I'm Bart, and next time we're going to be talking to a man who knows both the heaven and hell of game testing.